This ain't no fucking Reader's Digest. This is Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Yeah, how's that for a point to ponder? This is Deadpan number 46. I'm your host, Jack Mangan. We're only at 26 seconds and I'm already bored with this episode. But there's lots of good content, I think. You guys have sent some good stuff. And, you know, we're just keeping on with the deadpan kind of thing. And the community. I'm actually recording this on February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. It goes out on February 15th. That will, however, have no bearing on any of the content in this episode. So don't misconstrue anything you hear as being relevant to that, to the record or release dates. And actually, I had a joke for Valentine's Day. But it's already been beaten to death on the Deadpan Comments forum, and probably in ways that are much wittier. All I had was, you ready for it? All right, get ready to laugh hysterically, was ironic that the initials for Valentine's Day are VD, question mark. That's what my notes had been. I guess I was planning to elaborate on that, but, you know, I certainly would have expanded on the whole Valentine's Day VD thing. I mean, you know, God, you could go on for hours. But, as I say, the joke was already given a great deal of treatment on the deadpan comments. However, if you don't read the comments, then it's new to you and you should be. I'll give you a second to catch up and stop laughing. All right. If you aren't participating in the comments, or at least, you know, dropping in to see what's going on, then I wouldn't say you're missing out completely, but you're missing a part of the deadpan experience because, you know, as I say quite often, deadpan is about community. It's about a bunch of good, smart, enlightened people getting together and sharing ideas and sharing tolerance and making for a better world. And really, it is just a great, witty, smart, fun bunch of people. Much smarter, much wittier, and much funnier than me. I'm just the one who sits in front of Audacity every week. Actually, this babbling can sometimes be kind of fun. Maybe I can just do this for the next 30 minutes rather than play any content. No? Alright. Alright. End intro babble, or as Ian called it,
Introble?
Now on with the show.
How fracking clever.
All right. Billabub Battings and the Case of the Singing Sword promo, take one.
No! I'm tired of this. So far in these promos, I've been shot at, punched, and tied to Scott Sigler, and I'm done.
Mr. Hutchins, I think you need to calm down.
Calm down? Dude, I have been tied to this chair since the last promo. So until some things change here, I'm done.
Uh-huh.
What are you gonna do with that chain?
Oh, it's not what I'm gonna do. It's what you're gonna do. Have a good swim.
Ah!
And I was looking forward to seeing where Seventh Son was going. All right. Billabub Battings in the Case of the Singing Sword promo, take two. Mr. Sigler, whenever you're ready.
F*** you and F*** T. Morris.
Guess you really didn't want to see Ancestor in print April 1st, Mr. Sigler, did you? Alley-oop! All right, moving on. Billabub Battings in the Case of the Singing Sword promo, take three. Whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Christiana Ellis, author of Nina Kimberly the Merciless and creator of Pickle Tales.
Whoa, Miss Ellis. I think you need to loosen up a little bit for Mr. Morris, huh?
Look, buddy, you go and tell Mr. Morris that he can blow it out of his mixer board, okay? I give him an actual voice role in my book, and all I get is a stinking promo? The third one at that!
You know, maybe you should read this as if your life depended on it.
You know, if you're going to make threats, maybe it should be to someone less associated with the word merciless.
Jeez, this is going to be a long night.
Billabub Battings in the Case of the Singing Sword. Find out more by clicking on the Billabub Battings podcast banner at www.tmorris.com.
So much for Matthew Wayne Selznick. Brave men run, but they sure don't swim. Hey, Moose, Rocco, let's pack our bags and go to England. That fancy pants, Jenkins, he's next on the list.
This is Raven Crescent, author of Predator Turned Prey, and you are listening to Jack Mankins' Deadpan.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Some ass memories.
All right. I got one for you. Actually, I got tons of stories like this, sadly enough. But Jeremy's actually stepped up a few times. Jeremy from Seattle stepped up a few times and told similar stories. So, you know, I can relate my own. There was one summer when I was a teenager when my friends and I, we would all go up to the Sterling Renaissance Festival. And yeah, we did the whole thing. We went in garb and everything. I didn't speak in a British accent. The other guys did. I was just too deadpan to do that. But, you know, we had fun. We were all, you know, having a good time. And so we got our food, which I'm sure was the, you know, $10 turkey legs and stuff like that. Got to our table, realized there were no napkins. So I went back up to the counter and I went back up to the counter by myself to get the napkins. And the super cute girl behind the counter just said hi to me. She didn't even say, can I help you? She just said hi. I said, oh, hi, I'm just here for napkins. And she said, oh, I thought you were just coming up just to say hi to me. And smooth Fonzie me, as a teenager, said, no, I'm just here to get napkins. And from what I remember, she actually tried a few other times to start up conversation, but dumbass teenage Jack said, no, I'm just here for napkins, thanks. And then as we walked around the fair, it kind of dawned on me, well, you are a big dumbass. So at the Ren Fair, they had these cute little free kiss cards. It was like a little card you could put in your wallet, and then, you know, you approach a fair damsel or whatever, and you hand it to them, and then, you know, it says the bearer is entitled to a kiss. So, like an hour later, I, after realizing my error, I went back and gave her the card, but, and she did give me the kiss, but it was obvious that it was too late. I had fucked up. But luckily, after that, I became much wiser and much smoother.
Double dumbass on you!
Hello, Deadpan. Just a Joe here with a quick memory for Valentine's Day. Many years back, when I went to pick up my date to go and see a movie, she told me the name of the film she wanted to see, and my inner voice screamed,
"No!"
Of course, my charming outside voice said,
"That sounds great."
The name of this film seemed to have been chosen specifically to make a guy's DNA begin to oscillate and tear itself apart, much like the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. This film came out before there was a Lifetime channel, which is the only reason that network didn't choose this to be their name. Anyway, the whole way to the theater, my inner voice was being a complete jerk. As it turns out, I loved this movie, and to this day it's one of my favorites. Although I stopped seeing this girl and she married someone else, she will always have my gratitude for making me see this film. Oh, the name of the movie? The Princess Bride.
Hey, it's Alvy. I heart you, Jack Mangan. Swoon, giggle.
Next up on the Deadpan, an unrelated kitchen. Ooh, I'm all tingly.
Hey Jack, this is Brad, calling you with the contents of my fridge. Now, I don't have any photoreactive gel like my friend Mike, but I have it here. I've got a half container of cranberry juice, heavy whipping cream, butter. Now, we have Marion Berry jam that's left over from our trip across the country. We picked that up in Oregon. Good stuff. Small container of Frank's, huge container of garlic, large container of Frank's. Leftover burrito filling, vegetarian burritos, so, you know, don't get all excited. A huge container of yeast, I think, because my wife makes enough bread to feed an army. Let's see, salad, organic pitted Bing cherries, three containers of yogurt, and what looks to be a tub that is approximately 4 kilograms of tahini. So this, you know, if you need tahini, you know, you let me know, because I can set you up. Got raisins, vegetables out the wazoo. Ooh, salami. I think I'm making a sandwich. All right. Brad P. from NJ, and the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast, out.
Lions and tigers and...
The Deadpan.
Oh, my!
Lions and tigers and...
The Deadpan.
Oh, my!
Muchas gracias to Lou from Georgia for that intro, which I played at 10 minutes. And also to Brad P. and Justa Joe and Alvy and everyone else who's contributed great stuff to Deadpan. Now, Deadpanites should recognize this gong and know what it means. Yes, it's the interview gong. And so, Deadpanites, it is our something this week to have on the show as our featured guest, one of the most recognizable and popular pop icons out there on the current scene. Yes, Mr. Justin Timberlake. Now, Justin, everywhere I look, I see your fucking face. I mean, what's the deal? Justify your existence and your wealth and fame and everything you have. I mean, what, you were a Mouseketeer, right? Then what after that? Anything substantial? Or did you improve on being a Mouseketeer? What's the deal, man? Yeah, I know you were in, New Kids on the Block or one of those bands, but, what's the deal, man? What? Explain it to me. I don't get it.
The past never dies. It only sleeps. In a solitary station on the fringe of known space, the past is beginning to stir. And when it wakes, Crescent Station will be as the belly of the beast.
We shouldn't be in here.
I know that. I can't get the door open.
Hurry, please.
I'm trying. I can hardly see.
Open it.
I'm trying.
Hurry.
I know.
I don't think we're alone in here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Crescent is the debut podcast novel by Phil Rossi, coming spring 2007 to a podcatcher near you. To subscribe, visit www.crescentstation.net. Some places are far darker than deep space. Crescent, coming spring 2007 to a podcatcher near you.
Unrelated thought with no echo. Let's analyze one of our favorite sports cliches. There's no I in team. Okay, coach, but there's no us or we either. You know what is in team? Yeah, there's an eat and a me.
My commander, Adama sees these!
Yeah, so my flight got stuck here in Denver, and I've been here for 2 days wearing the same amount of clothes and trying to cover it up with Old Spice body spray because it stinks, and I just want to get home to Milwaukee and have a shower and just get some other clothes on instead of the ones that I've left Hong Kong with for on Friday. That's Hong Kong time, but by Thursday, this side of the world time, and I'm tired, my eyes hurt, and my flight doesn't leave until 3, so 4 hours to kill, or 3 hours to kill. So, all right, Jack. Hope you have a great show. Gil from Milwaukee, out.
Hi, this is Paul from Des Moines, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
What's that sound? Could it be? Yeah, well, oh, I do hope that you got home from Denver and that you're officially Gil in Milwaukee again, Gil. It sounds like it was a harrowing trip. Anyway, yes, you heard the plates and the clatter of the Greasy Spoon. So this is actually not an official one. It's an exhibition Greasy Spoon round. We're going to do it the same way we did actually the championship. We'll click over to the last show's thread, comments thread, and we'll scroll around like crazy. The first comment that's fully visible from the top will be the one that we read. And scrolling around, and we got John Klecko on February 8th said, "Gosh, I'm sorry. I'm going to listen to the whole cast, of course. I can wait to wait." The next one, Chris from Tempe, said on February 9th, "Drat, you left while I typed, ellipsis. Good night, Joe. I have many hours of cooking yet before me." I hope all that went well, Chris. And then one for me. I score an unofficial Greasy Spoon point. Jack Mangan on February 12th. Said, "I haven't heard Radio Chaos, but I knew Floyd fans who loathed it, ... That's probably why I never heard it." And the last unofficial Greasy Spoon comment. It's me again. Wow, I win. Boy, yes, I'm cracking up and coming undone right before your very earbuds. Jack Mangan on February 13th said, "So if we're going to go that far astray, then True Lies is lots of fun, and there's definitely the romantic element. High Fidelity was an okay movie, much better book. Of course, that brings up another Nick Hornby flick for the list, About a Boy, featuring deadpan fave Rachel Weisz." And okay, that was fun. Now, we talked not too long ago on the comments pages, and even a little bit on Pod, about how Greasy Spoon 3 would go, if it would just be the same rules as the original. I think the way the system is now is good, because it encourages continued posts, and encourages conversation, and, you know, if I could dip into the archives, but, you know, that doesn't really help some of our newer deadpanites, like Muradin or Jessica or anyone else. So anyway, I don't know. We'll figure something out. Maybe we'll just stick with the system that's worked so far. But here is a new thought for the comments page. The numbers always swell, and I've always enjoyed that about deadpan and the community. And it's always happened on its own. It's always evolved naturally. And I think it's just been a result of all the great conversation from the great people there. And of course, we've had a number of different heavy commenters over the months who've helped to propel the numbers into the stratosphere. And a couple of those weeks, we had everyone banging on all cylinders, and we, you know, got into the 1300s. Of course, life changes, things change, people get busy, people come and go with, you know, any type of community, with any type of circle of friends. But you know what, let's actually set a target this week, just for fun, not out of pressure, just for fun. Let's try to hit 1,000 on the Deadpan 46 comments. If we don't, won't consider it a failure, but still, let's set that as a goal. As a legit goal, you know, we won't just type complete horseshit. Let's just see if we can do our usual thing and hit 1,000 comments. I won't put out the call every week, I think that would be hokey, but let's go for it this week. What do you say, Deadpanites?
And I'm not only referring to Adam West's buddy.
When I'm looking for a good time, I go to www.chowder-radio.com. I love listening to the big chowder. The music he plays touches the deepest part of my soul. And his news segments, they keep my heart racing. But the best part is when he just talks about his life. I feel like he really knows me, like he's my soulmate. I don't think I could live without him. I love you, Big Chowder.
Beth, that was awesome. That was exactly what I was looking for. Perfect. It was almost like you really do feel that...
Great, glad you like it. Where's my $50 you promised me?
Oh, yeah, sure. Like we agreed, right? let's see. That's a dollar. I've only got $4.69.
Oh, man, I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have believed you. I'm out of here.
Wait, don't go, Beth. Let me make it up to you. Can I take you to dinner at McDonald's or Wendy's or something like that?
Yeah, right. Screw you.
Burger King? Damn it.
Visit www.chowder-radio.com to subscribe.
All right, I'm calling for a do-over. In episode 41, I tried to conduct an analysis of the cover for the Scorpions album, Blackout. But unfortunately, I think I screwed up the best joke for that analysis. So I want to call a do-over and do it again. So go ahead, class. Go to Amazon.com or wherever you need to go to find the cover for the Scorpions album Blackout. We can wait. You can click pause, or, again, if you're not near a computer, then get to one. So, all right. I'm assuming you're looking at the album cover, and still, what the fuck is going on here? Sir, you have forks over your eyes. Yeah, I think I found the cause of your trouble. He's kind of wearing that lunch lady hat. I mean, maybe he should have sporks. But really, what's with that mustache? I mean, I think that's actually the leather guy from Village People. So does that mean that it's possible that he's not screaming in terror or agony, but that he's really just singing the chorus to Macho Man? There, I think I got it right. All right, but wait, don't click away yet. While we're on Scorpions, at Amazon or wherever, I want you to get over and look at the Love at First Sting album cover, if possible. Again, you know, I can wait. There's no rush. No hurry. All right, you see that? I just want to point out that those 2 centimeters of boob on the tiny cassette album cover that came in the mail from the Columbia Music Club, those were of monumental importance to many, many 10-year-olds in 1984, I assure you. All right, and you know what? We're going to wrap up this deadpan. I've had enough. We've all had enough. Now you see why I need your content. Email it to me at jack@jackmangan.com. Phone it in at 206-350-TOMI. It's 206-350-8664. But I'm glad you're all with me. I'm glad you're all part of the deadpan community. We all rock. Oh, and you know what? I'm sorry, Justin Timberlake. You didn't deserve the unprovoked, cruel assault that you incurred earlier in this episode. So I submit my humblest, most deadpan apology to you, Justin Timberlake, and all that you contributed to culture and society. Now you, Justin, if you have PayPal, you can click on the button in the side at deadpan at www.jackmangan.com and give a donation. And you know what? Even if you're not Justin Timberlake, donations are welcome. I hope to see some of you. I know most of you, or 99% of you, won't be at Farpoint Con in Baltimore, Maryland this weekend, but I will be. And I hope to see you there. And I'll have a report. If anything interesting does happen, I'll tell you all about it in the next exciting episode of Deadpan, number 47. I'll do that in between all of your content. I'm just kidding. I have shit for next week. But, you know, you guys make the show, and your content is most welcome. All right. Enough outrable. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Yeah. This message is already obsolete as you're hearing it, but happy Valentine's Day. The song we're going to close with is a repeat. It's called Pixie. And I am done. I love it when a deadpan comes together.